Money FM 89.3, best of prime time.
This is prime time on Money FM 89.3. Now, organizations often gather their data and store it in various applications across finance and marketing functions, for example, which makes collaboration difficult, and the data explosion is blocking this pipeline if organizations wish to generate better value for their data. Conventional data platforms have failed to make it easy to amass many types of data, enable rapid analytics as well, and deliver reliable insights to business users. These data silos increase complexity for IT professionals, hampering businesses trying to glean value from their data. The government's also placed great emphasis on data protection and accepted 5 measures to improve data security in the public sector and will implement the measures in 80% of government systems by end 2021. So we chat with Jeff Soon today, Managing Director for South Asia at Snowflake, to find out how organizations can better leverage the value of data. Thanks for joining us today, Jeff.
Thanks so much, Howie, for inviting me onto the show.
Happy to have you. So give us some tips for organizations who want to enhance their data sharing capabilities, improve those analytical capabilities as well.
No problems at all. Looks like every day, millions of users, businesses, and governments are generating a massive amount of data. I think organizations that have tried to use traditional on-premise technologies are really struggling because there was no expectation of this massive increase of data. So organizations have really not planned for that degree of scale and diversity. So in terms of tips for users, I would suggest that you look at cloud technologies. Now, the biggest benefit of cloud, and specifically public cloud, is that it's infinitely scalable. So organizations who may not know their exact requirements can easily scale up and down.
What do you mean by far-reaching capabilities of modern data management technologies? What technologies are these?
Okay, sure. So let's take a step back and look at the changes in data over the last couple of years. So the first thing is there's been a lot more machine-generated data. So if you look at the way that you do banking today, if you look at the way that you're hailing a taxi or ordering food, it's all online. So vast volumes of semi-structured data are being generated as compared to, your typical transactional data. So that's the first thing that a platform needs to have. It needs to have the ability to look at all this machine-generated data. The second thing a platform needs to have is the ability to store all these different types of data. So if you look at it now, there's CCTV, there's IoT, there's mobile data. Somehow we need to be able to merge and aggregate all this data so that we can get deeper insights about the end user.
You also want to categorize properly, don't you? Because you don't want it to go into a lake and then sink to the bottom and you can't find it.
Absolutely. I think, one of the things is, I think the ease of the technology today has created that temptation. And you hear a lot of people saying, store everything you can. The caveat to that is, you correctly said, Howie, is we need to catalog this data so that when you're an analyst and you're looking to distill some insight, you have a clear idea of all the data assets that your organization has, both internal and external, so that you can rapidly draw on that and you don't spend all your time finding and preparing the data for use.
Here's the thing, though. Privacy regulations now are right at the fore. So across the public and private sector, it's gotten to a case of what sorts of data are you allowed to accumulate and then share as well, particularly with regard to consumer data? How then also can you securely hang on to that data? Those are big things, right?
Yeah, look, I think they're fantastic things in terms of respect for consumer privacy. So, this started off in Europe with GDPR, and Singapore, Thailand, and a number of other countries in ASEAN have implemented similar frameworks. So in Singapore, it's called PDPA. So look, I think the most important thing is that when you're storing this data, that you give consumers the right to delete the data. You give consumers the right to understand exactly what you're storing about them. So I would think it would be critical for any organization looking to implement a data strategy and to start to monetize its data, that it's very mindful of that. Above and beyond, these privacy regulations, we have a whole lot of industry specific regulations. So if you look at the healthcare industry, there's the HIPAA standards. If you look at any organization taking credit card transactions, there's PCI DSS. So look, I think these are critical things, but the benefit is that many of the newer technologies out there, a lot of this capability is already part of the foundational aspects of how the solution was architected.
It sounds like so many things though, Jeff. Might it be easier for a company who hasn't embarked on a digitalization journey? Or is it easy for organizations who are kind of halfway through have some legacy systems to implement some of these things, bearing in mind all of what we just talked about, the privacy, the categorizing your data, to making sure you know where everything sits, etc.?
Oh, look, Howie, I'll be upfront. You know, we're very fortunate to deal with a lot of newer organizations, such as digital native organizations. And I must admit, you know, dealing with a greenfield environment, it's a lot easier now to build a very effective analytical stack. The main reason is that a lot of solutions have moved on to SaaS. So just as we can do video conferencing seamlessly with Zoom, just like we can get our email seamlessly with Office 365, when it comes to analytic platforms, solutions such as Snowflake are now 100% SaaS. You effectively swipe your credit card, you can start loading data and analyzing data immediately.
So and a lot of these software as a service, quite accessible, quite affordable, right?
Oh, look, absolutely. Mm. You know, one of the most interesting things is if you looked at video conferencing, just go back 5 years, and typically it was only the major enterprises that could take advantage of video conferencing. Fast forward to today, everyone from your local tuition shop can be doing Zoom lessons to supplement their income. People that teach yoga, you know, small businesses. So, you know, that's what really excites me about working for Snowflake is we have a solution that is, you know, we have about 4,000 customers, and a large proportion of those are small and medium enterprises, you know, mums and pop shops that really just want to get extra additional insight across their day-to-day business.
And not break the bank, right?
Yeah, look, absolutely. I think, to be honest, public cloud and SaaS has really evened the playing field. Mm. Traditionally, to do meaningful analytics, you needed to have a data center, you needed to invest in all this expensive on-prem infrastructure, and then you needed all the people to actually, you know, feed and water. Exactly. So what really, really excites me about the state of the industry today is that so much is now seamless, so much is available via SaaS. And if you ask me, that would be my one overriding tip to an organization of any size. Have a look at what exists out there as a SaaS offering before you start going down the build-it-yourself path.
We're speaking with Jeff Soon, who is Managing Director for South Asia at Snowflake. So whilst I was doing some research, Jeff, I came across Source of Truth. Need some explanation, though.
Absolutely. So the unfortunate reality is that across any modern enterprise, even a small and medium business, you have hundreds, if not thousands, of different data silos around your organization. You may have information stuck in your online email. You'll have information in your POS system. You may have information in your ERP or general ledger. And the challenge is that sometimes we have a slightly different way of capturing the data in each and every record. One system may store you as your surname and then your first name. Another system may have your initials before your surname. So what we want to do in terms of this single source of truth is really define, you know, what is our common unit, be it a customer, be it an item, and understand all the data that relates to that. And unfortunately, without breaking down all these different silos that may exist in your organization, it's very, very difficult to achieve that vision of a single source of truth. So that's why we've seen many of our customers really look at moving all their data sets into Snowflake so that they have this central repository, this central data platform that makes it super easy for your analysts, for your lines of business, or for even data scientists, if you can afford them, to come together and have this common repository of all the organization's data.
So you're a funnel / Dewey Decimal System type of categorizing, would you say, Jeff?
I would say we're the Netflix of data. So just to make things a bit easier, just like you go to Netflix when you're keen to see, you know, all these different types of shows, they've got documentaries, they've got soaps, they've got movies. We see ourselves, honestly, as a data cloud, where if you're interested in data, both about your organization, but also from external suppliers, you would go to Snowflake, you would browse through all the different types of data through our private data exchange, and you would extract all the data sets that you wish to work with.
That's really convenient, Jeff. So future-proofing would look like that, wouldn't it?
Absolutely.
If you had everything in one place, it'd be great.
I think really that's what many organizations are aspiring to, this central repository of data fronted by a nice, easy-to-use data catalog. And if you wanted to even go the next step, what we've seen from COVID is that we're so dependent on both our downstream and upstream suppliers. And really, you know, the future, and to be honest, many of our customers are starting to do this, is to be able to feature data sources from, for example, you know, Standard & Poor's, or from your supplier into this same single Netflix catalog as well.
Jeff Soon is Managing Director for South Asia at Snowflake. Jeff, thank you so much for your time and stay safe, sir.
Thank you very much, Howie. Appreciate it.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.